Lamatia Berkhas Mishna Bez, a shawl as a para. A person borrows a cow, shawl chatzi yom, uschara chatzi yom. He borrowed it for half the day and he rented it for half the day, the same cow. Shawl hayom, uschara lamachar. Or one cow he borrowed for one day and then the next day he rented the same cow. Sachar achas for shawl achas. Or there were two separate cows, one he rented and one he borrowed. Famesa. In all these cases, the cow died. Hamashal omer shu'ula mesa. The lender says that the cow that died was the one that you borrowed from me in the last case. The reason that the lender wants it to be a borrowed cow is because a shoel, when one borrows a cow and there's an ones, let's say some catastrophe happened or whatever the reason was that it died or got injured, was totally not his fault. Still, on a shoel, he's chayiv. So the lender wants it to be shoel. So he says, shu'ula mesa was the borrowed cow that died. B'yom shayisa shu'ula mesa. If it was one cow that he gave him, it was, and that cow was split up between borrowing and hiring out. B'yom shayisa shu'ula mesa, it was the day that it was borrowed. B'shah shayisa shu'ula mesa, or it was the time, that hour that it was borrowed, that's when it died, not when you were renting it. V'ala oimer eni yodea. And the borrower says, I'm not sure, I don't know. Chayiv. He has to pay. Now normally, even if there's a bari and a shema, where a person is saying, I know you owe me, and the other guy says, I'm not sure, we don't say bari adif, even if he's sure. We always say hamotzi mechavera alav araya, that if you want to take money out of somebody, you have to bring a raya. And here you see that he just gives it to him. So the Gemara explains that this case is specifically a case where it has to be that the borrower is chayiv to make a shvuah, and he can't. And that's why he has to give it to him. So what's that case? So the case is where he's modu b'miksas, where he admits to half of it. So the first two cases, where let's say it was the same cow, and it was just a different time, he wasn't sure which time it was borrowed or which time he was renting it, there was another cow that he borrowed. So he says, one of them for sure died while I borrowed it. The other one, I'm not sure. So he's modu b'miksas. But we can't make the borrower swear, though, because he doesn't know. He can't swear that for sure the other one that he's not admitting to, he doesn't owe him because maybe he does owe it to him. So in that case, any time that a guy has to swear but he can't, he then has to pay the guy. There's no other way out. So he pays the lender. And the other case where it was two animals, you have to say that there's a third animal. And that's where the modus mimixus was. Where he says, one of the animals I for sure borrowed from you, but out of these two, I'm not sure if it was the one that was borrowed or the one that I was renting from you. Mishnah continues, and now it's the opposite. It's flipped. Now the borrower says, Sechura Mesa. It was the rented animal that died. Or when it was one animal, it was the day that the animal was rented, it died. Or the time, the hour that it was rented, it died. And now the mashal, the owner of the animal that lent it out to him, says, I don't know. Potter. He's potter, the borrower is potter, and he doesn't even have to make a shvuah, as Taisis Yantav brings in. Taisis Yantav says, the reason is because in this case, the mashal, the lender, is being tawin a shema. If he was a bari, and he was a bari, then he would swear, as we're going to soon see. But since the mashal, the lender, is a shema, and you, the borrower, is a bari, and you're saying that it was the time that you rented it, you don't even have to make a shvuah. Mishnah continues, Ze omer shulav, ze omer schura. Now they're totally arguing. They're both a bari. One guy says this animal was the borrowed of the two. In other words, there were three. One of them, he was moda b'miksas. The first one, he was moda. And out of these two animals, one guy says, Ze omer shulav, ze omer schura. The lender says it was the borrowed animal. And the other guy, the guy that took the animal, says it was the rented animal. Yishava ha-soicha sheschura mesa. The socher swears that it was the rented animal, and then he's potter from paying. Ze omer eni yodea v'ze omer eni yodea, but if they both don't know, yachloku, then you split it. And this, the Rab brings, this is a little bit the sumchus, but we don't hold like sumchus holds that mamon amutal b'safik chokin. Anytime you have a total safik with money, you split it. But the halacha is like the chamim, that we say, hamotzi mechaver olav araya, in order to take money out of him. And therefore, he just has to swear that he doesn't know, and then he's potter.